Activists such as Judy Bonds and other opponents of mountaintop removal mining have said that concerns about the jobs that the coal industry creates in Appalachia don't add up, given the fact that the coal mining region has been among the poorest in the nation. A person commenting on Columbus Underground wrote, quote, "That doesn't change the fact that they will be even poorer when the mines shut down," end of quote. Bonds said the mines are going to shut down anyway, whether or not mountaintop removal mining is abolished.
The problem is, what will the coal industry leave for the people of West Virginia to try to rebuild a new economy? Will we leave poison water? Yes, that's what they're leaving. So, and landscapes that are scarred and where no one wants to live. So, again, this is about being smart. This is about thinking outside the box. This is about thinking into the very near future. So the problem is, are we going to destroy our water and any other type of attractions that would bring other industries to our state to mine the very last little bit of this coal? I think that's a very poor and a very short vision decision to make.
Judy Bonds and other opponents of mountaintop removal mining would like to bring more tourism to the region as one of many ways to diversify its economy. But Bonds said tourists typically don't want to go to a place where the streams have signs bearing the skull and crossbones symbol. According to Bonds, the United States is exporting coal to China that they use to build wind turbines to sell back to our country. Last week, the London Times reported that China has now surpassed both the European Union and the United States in its manufacturing of wind turbines.
We should be making those wind turbines right here in America, right here in West Virginia. We need to come out of the 19th century and quit burning rocks and start using our heads.
Here is another comment somebody made on the website columbusunderground.com. Quote, "A wind farm, once up and running, would employ about 10 people. You can't consider it an equal replacement for mountaintop removal mining jobs from a human scale." End of quote. This person who commented on columbusunderground.com also said that, by comparison, mountaintop removal mining employs approximately 10,000 people. Judy Bond said those figures are wrong, both for the number of people employed on a mountaintop removal site and for the number of people a wind farm would employ.
The projections on Coal River Wind was for 50 to 75 permanent workers after 250 construction workers. There are about, I would say, anywhere from 50 to 75 workers on a mountaintop removal site. But the wind farm workers are forever jobs and clean energy forever. That mountaintop removal site is probably a 5 to 7 year work job. Then they'll move on to the next mountain until the last mountain is gone, and those mountains will be gone in 10 to 15 years. So what we're looking at is clean, good jobs that last forever, as opposed to short-term destructive jobs that blast and poison.
Judy Bond said the strip miners will have many years of work trying to fix the destruction that has already taken place from the mountaintop removal mining.
What we have asked for is out of President Obama is to please release more of the federal abandoned mine lands money so that we can have good paying jobs here. And there are at least 40 to 50 years of work in the abandoned mine lands reclamation and restoring the land that has been destroyed. So we have a lot of jobs to look forward there. There will be more underground mining jobs, and we know this because it came directly out of a coal operator's mouth. Ken Ward was on a conference call with Don Blankenship of Massey Energy. The stockholders asked Don Blankenship, well, what about all these the EPA is holding up all these mining permits, the strip mining permits, the surface mining permits. How will that affect us? And Mr. Blankenship said, without a beat, we are fine until 2011. We are fine until 2011, he said. And if we can't get our permits then what we will simply do is go to our underground reserves in the northern part of West Virginia and the rest of the southern part of West Virginia and northern Appalachia. So out of the mouth of the co-operators, there, you know, and we already knew this. We already knew there would be a shift back to underground mining here. So basically, you know, he let the cat out of the bag there, and Ken Ward put that up on his blog, as a matter of fact. Coal industry wasn't too happy with it, but, of course, the cat was already out of the bag.